Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed.
Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
As promised, Filipino weightlifter Heidelyn Diaz ended the gold medal drought for the Philippines as she ruled the 55-kilogram category of women's weightlifting in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics at the Tokyo International Forum Monday, July 26. The 30-year-old Diaz successfully lifted 127 kilos, an Olympic record, on her third and last attempt at clean and jerk, which gave her a total of 224 kilograms. China's Liao Qiyun, who is a world record holder, finished with a total of 223 kilograms following her 97 kilogram snatch and 126 kilograms in clean and jerk to earn a silver medal, while Kazakhstan's Chinsanlo Sulfia placed third for the bronze with a total of 213 kilograms. Diaz spent the last year and a half training in Malaysia because of COVID restrictions. Was so dedicated was to claim an unprecedented gold in her fourth and probably final games. Meanwhile, Malacanang was elated as Heidelyn Diaz captured the Philippines' first ever Olympic gold medal in Tokyo. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque made a statement after Diaz emerged victorious at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics weightlifting competition. In a statement, Roque extended the palace's well wishes to Diaz for putting the Philippines on the map. Vice President Lenny Robredo also congratulated Diaz. Robredo was beaming with pride for the Philippines after Diaz delivered the breakthrough gold in the weightlifting competition. Diaz was in tears as she celebrated the victory with her HD team, composed of Chinese mentor Kai Wan Gao, strength and conditioning coach Julius Naranjo, Dr. Karen Trinidad, her psychologist, and sports nutritionist Janeth Aro.
Gusto ko magpasalamat kay God na He sent me teammate sa journey ito. Hindi naging madali, pero thank you so much. Medyo hindi din naging madali sa kanila. Masasabi nila, I have really a high standard in training. Gusto ko parating magandang training ko. And I really get frustrated and parati kong tinatanong bakit ganito. Gusto ko mag-improve. Kasi mismo, naghahanap sila, nagsisearch para maging pantay ang standard ko, standard nila.
President Rodrigo Roa Duterte said the Philippines will stay a responsible member of the international community but will continue to fight what is rightfully ours. The president discussed his independent foreign policy and assured the nation that the country would no longer act in the shadows of great powers. The president then enumerated instances asserting the country's interests, from asking Canada to retrieve its garbage to seeking the abolition of the kafala system for the protection of migrant workers. He said the country sent back to Canada the container vans filled with garbage because our country is not a dump site. Duterte said his government also sought the return of the church bells looted by American troops more than a century ago. He said the church bells were returned in December 2018 exchange for his commitment to visit the United States then. But the president now admitted that he acted in bad faith since he has no intention of visiting the United States. The president also addressed the issue of the country's territorial spat with China during his SONA, and Duterte said he asserted the arbitration ruling on the South China Sea clearly and in no certain terms before the United Nations General Assembly as well as the ASEAN Summit. Duterte said that the arbitral award is now part of international law, beyond compromise and beyond the reach of passing governments to dilute, diminish, or abandon. Duterte admitted that much needs to be done in terms of scaling up maritime domain awareness and defense capabilities with its foreign partners. He said that the country will not close its doors on diplomacy and detente because that is how disputes are settled and never by force. There is nothing to worry about President Rodrigo Duterte's health after enduring a minor stumble in his State of the Nation address yesterday afternoon. The president explained that he was feeling okay as he dispelled rumors that he was rushed to a hospital after delivering his sixth sauna at Batasan Pambansa in Quezon City. Contrary to this rumored hospitalization, Duterte and his party actually dropped by a Chinese restaurant in San Juan City to grab some dinner after the sauna. Earlier, the president was seen momentarily losing his balance while walking inside the Batasan Plenary Hall for his final address to the nation. Duterte also allayed any concern about his health when asked about his minor stumble as he walked inside the Batasan Session Hall. He had a slight misstep after bowing to the audience inside the session hall. Two security aides rushed to the president's side, but Duterte was able to recover his balance and proceeded walking.
Here is a roundup of news in and around Metro Manila. Let's watch this reports.
Individuals who got vaccinated in the city of Manila can already access their vaccination certificate on the city's COVAX website. Manila Mayor Francisco Escomoreno Dumagoso said vaccination certificates have been made available at the www.manilacovid19vaccine.ph on July 26. After logging in, users just need to click on the menu tab and then click My Certificate. The vaccination certificate can be used by individuals who wish to travel in and out of the country. Pasay City Mayor Emmy Calixto Robiano ordered the city's health office and the city's lone public hospital, Pasay City General Hospital, to be on alert in case the dreaded COVID-19 Delta variant enters the city. PCGH already has plans of increasing the bed capacity for COVID-19 to 65 from 52 beds. They're also making sure there is a steady supply of medicines and oxygen in case another surge happens. Robiano said the city government is also intensifying its effort in prevention, detection, contact tracing, and isolation. Barangay officials were also tasked to report to the city of Epidemiology and Surveillance Unit for individuals infected with COVID-19 for immediate action.
And now let's take a look at the latest news from other parts of the country. And here are the details.
Negros Oriental, including Dumaguete City, have reported a downward trend in COVID-19 cases. In a virtual press briefing, the provincial health office said 82 new recoveries were reported on July 24 and July 25, with 44 new cases, which is much lower than the over 200 logged in a single day at the height of the surge of the infections in the past months. Negros Oriental was placed under Modified Enhanced Community Quarantine or MECQ from June 15 to 30 as the province experienced a surge in cases. Meanwhile, Dumaguete City has inoculated 14,943 eligible residents who received both Sinovac and AstraZeneca vaccines. The Land Transportation Office Central Visayas has warned the public against the proliferation of fake driver's licenses. LTO Region 7 Director Victor Caindec said the so-called fixers selling fake driver's licenses continue to exist. Caindec issued the warning after he led an entrapment operation against two individuals selling fake driver's licenses in Bohol last July 19. According to Caindec, the two suspects didn't ask for requirements from the complainants, who were only made to pay 7,000 pesos. He added that they are looking at their connections so as they can arrest them as well. The suspects will be charged with estafa and falsification of public documents, among others. Jail guards of the North Cotabato District Jail in Barangay Amas, Kidapawan City, foiled an attempt by a woman to sneak in tobacco products inside the facility. Jail Inspector Joe Anthony Gargarita reported that they found 18 tubes of tobacco concealed inside of cassava plants brought by a female visitor through paabot or handing over of something to inmates from visiting relatives. The female suspect claimed that the cassava crops were from her yard. She, however, said she was unaware that there were dried tobacco leaves concealed inside them. The Provincial Bureau of Jail Management and Penology is preparing charges against the woman.
And now for the news updates from around the world. Here is that report.
The United States would maintain restrictions on international travel into the country, pointing to a surge of cases of COVID-19 Delta variant at home and abroad. In its latest advisories, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended avoiding travel to Spain and Portugal, two popular destinations for American tourists, due to growing cases of COVID-19. COVID cases has always been rising due to Delta variant among people who have not been vaccinated despite the wide availability of doses. Tokyo reported 1,429 new daily COVID-19 infections on Monday, exceeding the 1,000 mark for the seventh day in a row, according to a local media report. Health experts advising the metropolitan government have warned that if virus continues to spread at the current pace, which increased 41.2% from the previous week to 1,553.9 per day, could also hit a new high on August 3 during the Olympics. The state of emergency in Tokyo lasts until August 22, covering the entire period of Olympic being held through August 8. Small shops, street-side restaurants, and some shopping malls reopened in coronavirus-battered Indonesia on Monday after the government loosened a shutdown despite warning it could unleash another COVID-19 wave. President Joko Widodo said Sunday that a partial lockdown imposed in early July would continue until August 2, even as highly infectious Delta variant tears across the vast archipelago nation, which has overtaken India and Brazil to overcome the global pandemic epicenter. Offices were still under shutdown orders, although there have been widespread reports of employers flouting earlier lockdown rules.
Here are the latest news in showbiz. Let's watch this.
K-pop idol group BTS has added another feat when the music video of their song Mic Drop Steve Aoki Remix garnered 1 billion views on YouTube. Mic Drop Steve Aoki Remix reached the milestone yesterday, July 26, or in 3 years and 8 months since the music video was uploaded on November 24, 2017. This is BTS's fourth music video on YouTube to garner 1 billion views after DNA, Boy With Love featuring Halsey, and Dynamite. Currently, BTS have 5 music videos on YouTube's top 10 most viewed music videos in the first 24 hours of release. Their latest music video, Permission to Dance, released on July 9, garnered 72.3 million views in its debut.
For the latest news from Manila Bulletin Sports Section, let's watch this.
The Filipino teammates of Hidelyn Diaz competing at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics joined her in celebrating the momentous win for the Philippines. Taking it to social media, Olympians like Marjeline Didal of skateboarding, EJ Obien of pole vault, Yumir Felix Marshall of boxing, extended their congratulations to their ate for bagging the country's first gold medal in the quadrennial meet. Didal has nothing but good words towards Diaz as she made a post via Instagram story and her Facebook page. Obien, for his part, was still in awe of Diaz's achievement and congratulated his ate. Other Pinoy athletes that greeted Hidelyn were Kurt Barbosa, Christina Knott, and Remedy Rule. Hidelyn's victory ended a 97-year gold medal drought of the country. And for that, she will be rewarded. Under Republic Act 10699, the government will provide a cash incentive of 10 million pesos to gold medal winners in the Olympics. Private companies have also pledged to provide similar cash rewards. The MVP Sports Foundation of Telecommunications mogul Manny V. Pangilinan has approved 10 million pesos for Filipino gold medal winners, the same amount that Ramon S. Ang of San Miguel Corporation said it would give a few days before the Tokyo Olympics. Deputy Speaker Mike Romero also pledged an additional 3 million pesos for gold medalists. Meanwhile, Filipino athletes that are scheduled to compete tonight are Luke Gebby and Remedy Rule of swimming and Elrin Ando, who will try to duplicate Hidelyn's victory in weightlifting.
And those are the news on web today, July 27, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of the Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow, or you can log on to www.mb.com.ph. You may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again tomorrow. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.